It's Saturday, June 13th, 2026. This is the Rate Harp Morning Brief. Rates today, as of June 13th, 2026, mortgage rates are seeing a notable divergence between fixed and variable options. The 5-year fixed rate is currently at 4.7%, while the 3-year fixed is slightly lower at 4.57%. In contrast, the 5-year variable rate stands at 3.55%, with the prime rate at 4.45%. For borrowers, this presents a decision-making challenge. Should one lock it into a fixed rate or take advantage of the lower variable rate? The spread between fixed and variable rates is significant. Borrowers considering a fixed rate might find comfort in the stability it offers, especially in an environment where economic forecasts remain uncertain. However, the lower variable rate could lead to significant savings in the short term. When evaluating these options, it's crucial to weigh the potential for future rate hikes against the immediate benefits of a lower payment. For those looking to refinance or enter the market, the current stress test rate is at 6.7%. This means that buyers must qualify for a mortgage based on this higher rate, which could further complicate affordability for many Canadians. It's essential that prospective buyers understand their financial position and what these rates mean for their budget and long-term plans. The choice between fixed and variable rates is less about numbers and more about your comfort with risk and financial stability. Given the current economic climate, potential home buyers should also consider their long-term plans. If you anticipate staying in your home for several years, a fixed rate may offer peace of mind, whereas if you plan to move within a few years, a variable rate could be more advantageous. It's about aligning your mortgage choice with your personal financial strategy, Bank of Canada, and bond yields. The Bank of Canada's monetary policy continues to play a pivotal role in shaping the mortgage landscape. As of today, the Government of Canada, GOC, yields are 3.5% for the 5-year and 2.87% for the 3-year. These bond yields serve as a benchmark for fixed mortgage rates, suggesting that while fixed rates may remain elevated, there could be a ceiling on how high they can go, given the relative stability of the GOC yields. With the Bank of Canada maintaining a steady interest rate policy, the implications for fixed mortgage rates are significant. Typically, when bond yields rise, fixed mortgage rates follow suit. However, the current environment suggests that fixed rates could stabilize or even decrease slightly, depending on economic indicators. Borrowers should keep a close eye on these trends, as they can impact the overall cost of borrowing. The transmission from bond yields to mortgage pricing is not always immediate, and it can be influenced by various factors, including market demand and investor sentiment. As such, potential buyers and those looking to refinance should remain informed about economic developments that could affect these yields. With household debt levels rising, many Canadians are feeling the pinch, making it essential to stay ahead of rate trends to make informed decisions. Housing market. The Canadian housing market is currently facing a myriad of challenges, particularly as affordability remains a hot topic of discussion. A recent piece highlighted the stark reality of why Canada's housing market is so unaffordable, pointing to systemic issues that have persisted for years. As mortgage rates rise and household debt burdens increase, many potential buyers are finding it increasingly difficult to enter the market. In British Columbia, home sales have struggled through May, with rising mortgage rates and a weak labor market contributing to sluggish activity. This sentiment is echoed across various regions as potential buyers weigh their options in light of current economic conditions. The impact of these factors cannot be understated, as they create a ripple effect throughout the housing market, influencing both home prices and sales volumes. Interestingly, while some markets are seeing price stagnation or declines, others like ESSA have reported a slight increase in home prices, with a modest climb of 0.2% to an average of $809,959. This divergence suggests that while the overall trend may be towards affordability challenges, specific pockets of the market continue to exhibit resilience, albeit with caution. The housing market is a reflection of broader economic conditions, and right now, that reflection is complex and multifaceted. Moreover, as we look at the broader landscape, the ongoing discourse surrounding events like the FIFA World Cup in Vancouver has divided opinions. While some residents are excited about the potential for increased tourism and economic boost, others are concerned about the temporary changes to the city's landscape, such as the installation of screens to hide less appealing views. This highlights the ongoing tension between development and community sentiment, a theme that is prevalent in many Canadian cities. Regional roundup. As we take a closer look at specific regions across Canada, it's clear that the housing market is not uniform. In Metro Vancouver, workers are expressing frustration, leading to potential job walkouts at major destinations, which could further impact the local economy and housing market dynamics. The labor market's uncertainty may stall housing demand as potential buyers hold off on purchasing decisions. Moving east, the Greater Toronto Area (GTA) is grappling with appraisal values that are locking homeowners out of the refinance market. This situation poses a dual challenge. Homeowners are unable to access equity in their properties, and potential buyers are discouraged by high entry costs. The market's reaction to these appraisal values will be worth monitoring, as it could prompt shifts in buyer behavior. In the prairies, Alberta markets are being assessed for affordability, with new rankings shedding light on where buyers might find better opportunities. This is crucial information for prospective buyers looking to navigate the complexities of the current market, as affordability remains a significant barrier for many. In Ontario, Oshawa has seen home prices drop by 2% to an average of $708,723 in May 2026. This decline may signal a shift in demand dynamics, possibly influenced by broader economic factors affecting buyer sentiment across the province. Finally, on Vancouver Island, the benchmark price of single-family homes in Parksville-Qualicum Beach has risen above $924,000. This trend reflects the ongoing demand for properties in desirable locations, even as affordability challenges persist. What it means for buyers, sellers, and brokers. For buyers, the current market presents both challenges and opportunities. With mortgage rates fluctuating and economic uncertainty looming, potential buyers should conduct thorough research and consider their long-term plans. It's essential to understand both the current rates and the broader economic landscape to make informed decisions. Sellers, on the other hand, must navigate a delicate balance. While some regions are seeing price increases, others are experiencing declines. It's crucial for sellers to stay attuned to local market conditions and price their homes competitively to attract buyers in a challenging environment. For brokers, staying informed is paramount. The fluctuating landscape necessitates a proactive approach to advising clients on their mortgage options and understanding the implications of current economic trends. As the market evolves, brokers must adapt their strategies to better serve their clients and capitalize on emerging opportunities. Here's what it means for you. Key takeaways. Buyers face a challenging environment with rising mortgage rates and increasing household debt burdens. Sellers must price competitively as regional markets show varied trends in home prices. Brokers need to stay informed to guide clients effectively through the evolving mortgage landscape. For free tools, visit rateharp.com.